I know firsthand how exhausting it can be to manage all the tasks in my reselling business, like listing, bookkeeping, and more, but I found a solution that has given me back my time and allowed me to grow my business, hiring a virtual assistant. And now I want to share that solution with you. That's why I've created an online course called Hiring a Virtual Assistant for Your Reselling Business. With this course, you'll learn everything you need to know to find, train, and manage a virtual assistant like a pro. And because I want to make this course accessible to everyone, I'm offering a special coupon code, FLIPTHESCRIPT, that gives you $10 off at checkout. Don't miss out on this opportunity to take your reselling business to the next level. Sign up now at hiringava.com and let's enjoy the freedom and fun of growing our businesses together. Again, you can sign up at hiringava.com. Welcome to the Flip the Script podcast. I'm your host, Denali, and I'm a full-time reseller on eBay and Poshmark. My store and closet name is El Ducho, E-L-D-U-C-H-O, and you can find me on Instagram and YouTube as El Ducho Thrift. I'm very excited about this week's guest. I had the opportunity to interview a friend, and her name is Brittany. You can find Brittany on Instagram under the username Sierra Chic, and that's C-I-E-R-R-A underscore Chic, C-H-I-C. And she's got the same username on Poshmark, but with no underscore. And all of this information will be in the show notes for you. Brittany is a two-time breast cancer survivor and full-time clothing reseller living here in the Pacific Northwest. Brittany started off 2020 in a different job that was not full-time reselling, but due to the pandemic and changes to her job and work climate, she became a full-time reseller, and she's been transitioning through that process for the past few months, and we unfold some of those layers and talk about her journey. Without further ado, let's get into it. Hi, Brittany. Thanks for being on the podcast with me.
Hi, Denali. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you on here. I feel like, you know, you and I had a really great conversation in the spring when you came on my YouTube channel, and I'm excited that we get to have one now, kind of crazy, almost a year later, because I feel like you've had a lot of changes in this time.
Yeah, I have. And it's so crazy that it is so far in the future, because my birthday's in 3 months and I feel like I just had it. Ooh. And like time is very relative right now. So
yeah, I've had people tell me that COVID birthdays don't count. I'm like, okay, well, legally they count, but
I know I'm almost 30, which is crazy.
Oh, I mean, I love turning 30, if that's any good news for you. Am I super excited about turning 37? I don't know about that one.
You don't even look 37, I promise you.
Well, appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much. I'm going to take my compliment and run with it. Well, I guess to just jump right in into it, Brittany, how and when did you first start reselling?
Yeah, so I got started. It's a funny story. So I got started back in like 2013, 2014. I had actually gone over to my mom's house. I grew up in a small town called Pullman on the east side of Washington. For anyone who lives in Washington State, go Cougs. So I grew up there, and my mom and my sister actually still lived in the town. And mm-hmm. I decided to go to college there. So I got my own apartment and wanted to be independent, but also still be able to visit my mom and my sister. And I would go home every so often. And one of the times I went home, and my mom had like a stack of priority mailboxes. And I was like, what are those for? And she looks at me and she's like, your sister is forcing me to go to the post office for her to mail off a backpack and like mail off old shoes. And I looked at her and I was like, what do you mean, like, who is she sending this, what? And my sister had come home, and I was like, why are you making mom go to the post office? And she goes, I'm selling all your old stuff. And I was like, excuse me, what? So she had kind of told me about an app called Poshmark, And I was like, this is a scam. This is not real. Like, what? And my mom was like, yeah, your sister's putting in her bank account information and she like is getting money sent to her. And so we both thought it was a scam at the time. And I soon found out it wasn't. My sister had all kinds of, not like all kinds of money, but she definitely had more money than she should have for like a 15, 16-year-old in high school. So I kind of got into it because of her, kind of. That's how I found out about it. And then in 2017, that's when I really started taking it more seriously because I had to make some sort of income because I had breast cancer for the second time. For anybody who follows me on social media, like my Instagram, I have somewhat kind of been talking about that. But yeah, 2017, I needed an income because I was doing chemo and radiation and I really couldn't work. And so that was kind of a way for me to work on my own time. And I really fell in love with thrifting. So that's kind of how I got started. And also, excuse me, when I was younger, my mom would always take us to the thrift store, always take us to Goodwill. We had a Goodwill in Moscow across the border because in Pullman and Moscow is like 9 miles apart. So she would take us to Goodwill and I loved it. My sister is so embarrassed. She's like, I'm gonna see somebody I know from school. And she didn't really understand, like, if they're here, you're here too. Like, you guys are both here together. That's like, that's okay. So yeah, that's kind of how I got started thrifting. I really kind of picked it up in 2017.
That's crazy. It's crazy. It's only been a few years, and I love how it all started with your sister selling off your stuff.
I
So
know.
when you discovered that she was selling your stuff, were you like, you need to cut me in on this?
I think I was just mad. I was like, why are you selling my old things? Like, I don't use them anyway, but you got to ask me first.
You were more,
I
it
don't.
was more the principle of it.
Yes, I'm like, you have to ask me. These are my things. Like, I think I was going to donate them anyway, so I wasn't too upset. I didn't really think about the monetary value, which I should have. I should have told her to cut me in. Because she is the type of sister, when I would borrow $10, she would be like, okay, $10 plus 20% interest, so you owe me X amount. So
Your sister sounds kind of like a genius. I like her.
That's my sister.
So does she still resell today?
No, I'm trying to get her back into it. I always tell her about, hey, I sold this. I bought it for $3 and I sold it for 50, and and I tell her about the brands and I get excited and she's like, oh, that's cool. Good job.
She's like, I just prefer going through your closet.
Yeah. So it's funny though, because she will see my Poshmark closet or she'll come over because we live, it's funny, she moved over to the Seattle area and she lives like a 2 minute walk away. So she'll come over here and kind of go through my inventory and be like, I'm taking this. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Yeah,
But
she's
yeah,
smart. I like
she's,
her.
yes, she is smart. She doesn't resell anymore. She kind of, that kind of fell off. I want to say like when she went into college. So she did it for a little bit. She wasn't super serious about it. It was like that extra money, which is nice because Poshmark can kind of be like that little extra money you want, or you can do it full time. So
So it wasn't really until 2017 you said that you started on Poshmark, and that was because you said you got breast cancer for the second time.
yeah, so I'm very open about it. And now I can kind of, I don't want to say laugh because it's not funny at all. But I'm very open about it. But yeah, I got breast cancer for the second time when I was, I think it was 23 in 2017. I was working, I won't say the name of the place, but as a management trainee at a rental car place. And so that is a surprisingly very active job. You're running around and driving places and talking to a bunch of people, and just kind of emotionally, I had to kind of distance myself from that. So that was very hard at the time. I had to kind of emotionally distance myself and then physically as well, because I did start my chemotherapy treatments I did chemo for 6 months, and then I did a short stint of radiation. So I was drained, and I couldn't handle like the physical and emotional kind of toll of going to a real job, interacting with people when, you know, you have to put on that mask and kind of act, you know, like everything is fine, mm-hmm. when it wasn't. And yeah. Poshmark was a really nice way for me to, this might sound funny to people, but kind of escape. I would mm-hmm. stay up because one of my chemos, I had two different types, but one of them, it gave me terrible insomnia, and I already had really bad insomnia. Mm-hmm. So yeah, one of the chemos gave me really terrible insomnia. I was up all night, and I was like, I could watch a Lifetime movie, or I could list and make some money. So I love Lifetime movies, by the way. But yeah, I would stay up all night and pump out like 25, 50 listings a night. The house was spotless because I couldn't sleep.
Right. So
yeah, I was tired during the day, and then I couldn't sleep. And that's when I found out about the bins, actually, and eBay. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so, which was interesting.
Yeah. And I want to come back to that, but I'm just kind of thinking about your timeline here. So that was 2017. And you were working at the car rental agency, but you left that job, because of everything that you were going through. Am I getting that correct?
Yeah. So I was technically kind of still with them. My boss was really nice and kind of let me work when I could. And then gotcha. Poshmark was, but I more so was doing Poshmark full time. And then July of that year in 2017, I believe it was, is when I, or it might have been 2018, is when I actually left the rental car company. And then Poshmark kind of died down a little bit, and then I jumped into another job.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me, you know, tell me about, I guess, you know, 2018 on until now, because I think the question that people listening will want to know is, you know, is Brittany full-time? Is she a part-time reseller? Does she have another job somewhere else? And obviously yeah. 2020 has been the most interesting year of,
well, yes.
I mean, as I don't know, then again, 2017 was an interesting year for you as well. So yeah. So what's been happening between 2018 and now?
Yeah. So actually in 2018, up until now, I was a childcare center director, and I managed a childcare before and after school program, a summer program for almost 3 years. And unfortunately with, 2020 pandemic, and everything that has happened, they had to kind of minimize their centers. So we had a bunch of centers, and then they had to really, look at staffing, look at the need, look at the cost and all of that. And unfortunately, my center was one of the ones that got cut, and I did get laid off at the end of August. So it was kind of like a running joke. Not really a joke, but I wanted to go into reselling full time, and this kind of gave me the push. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't super bummed about getting laid off, because it was kind of like that launching point, kind of like a diving board for me to do what I was planning on doing anyway. And I just hadn't taken the leap yet. So yeah. I did get laid off from my job as a childcare director at the end of August, I want to say like August 28th or 31st. So I got laid off from that. And ever since then, I've really been taking a hard look at, what are the products I'm selling? What are the prices I'm wanting to sell at? How am I wanting my business to look? And just really building up my inventory at this point. And not buying like lower end brands, and kind of just like revisiting Poshmark, eBay, Mercari, and becoming a full-time reseller. So currently I am a full-time reseller.
Okay. Currently a full-time reseller. And if you don't mind, can we take it back a few months? Well, it's not a few months now at this point, Denali. it was like almost this time last year. So about 9, 10 months ago, when you and I when you came on my YouTube channel. And at that time, you were heavy into doing Instacart. Do you mind if we talk about that for a few minutes?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, okay, so cool. I totally forgot about that. That seems like it was so long ago. So March 13th, I'll remember that date like forever. That was kind of when we shut down and everything, like we were taking that switch and going to a different location for work and all of that. So during that time, I want to say, yeah, April is when I really started doing Instacart. I had learned about it from someone on Instagram and I was like, you know what, I'll try it, you know, I'll do a couple deliveries. And I got really into it and I really started doing it to help pay off my car, because funny story, it had just kind of died. It's like stopped on the freeway and we still owed like $5,000 on it. So I had this idea that I was going to do Instacart and PosheRec on the side, and kind of wanted to pay off the car because it didn't work anymore. So I started doing Instacart and I made over $3,000 doing it part-time. Our schedules had changed at work, so I didn't have to go in until like 11 or 12. So I had from 8 a.m. For a few hours to do Instacart, and then I did it on the weekends a little bit, and I ended up making over $3,000, paid off my car with the help of reselling, and I really enjoyed it. I got exercise out of it, and people were really thankful. We were doing a service groceries.
And that 3,000, like in what time period are we talking about? Like, did you do 3,000 in 2 months, 3 months? How long of a time period were
one
you doing
month.
It?
So I did three. Oh, 1 month. I did. So this was 1 month, which it was crazy. It was like 1 month and 3 days. I think I calculated it out.
Wow.
Which was insane. I actually looked at the numbers a couple months ago and I was like, what? No, that's no way. So
yeah,
I had made $3,000 in 1 month and I wasn't even doing it full time. I was doing it for 2 or 3 hours a day. And there were weeks I would take a day or two off or 3 days. And the tips were great. We were getting cash tips. My husband helped me for a little bit. He was like a certified Instacarter as well. Excuse me. He was like a certified Instacart person as well, because you can only do it with other Instacarters. And I had a lot of fun, but that I kind of like to switch things up and not stay with something for too long if I'm not loving it. And I wasn't like loving that, just because I didn't want to be exposed for too long, you know, in a grocery store, or, you know, going up to people's houses, because some people wouldn't wear masks and they would just be right outside and want to talk to you and be right up in your face, like, hey, hi, thanks for the milk and the eggs and ham. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I need to go. Thank you for the tip. But yeah, I loved it for a month. And after that, I was like, you know what, I could do reselling. So yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't necessarily like something changed with Instacart. It was more just like you got burnt out from doing it.
Well, I will say the need went down. So the need definitely went down as people were adjusting to the pandemic. And, you know, people started going to the grocery store a little bit more. So that kind of pushed me, along with kind of being burnt out, to kind of stop doing Instacart for a bit.
Gotcha. Have you had any desire at any point in the year since then where you're like, maybe I should do that again?
No. Like, I still have the app, and I convinced my sister to do it too. And some of my followers on Instagram. I don't have any inkling to go back to doing Instacart, especially because it's raining. That's probably one of the bigger issues, is because we live in Seattle and it's raining.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be hauling 50 pounds of groceries upstairs and all of that.
I know. I hate just in my own personal life being in the rain, and now to have to be like doing it for business. No, thank you. That doesn't sound fun.
I know. Yeah. We both live in Seattle and I'm not a fan of rain. Neither is my husband.
I think we're in the wrong state, Brittany. That's what it says.
I know. I can't do the heat though. It's not for me.
Oh, okay. That's where we differ. okay. So, So now that you are, you know, kind of transitioning and starting to go full time, you know, where do you sell, like what platforms do you sell on currently?
Yeah. So currently I sell on three platforms, eBay, Mercari, and Poshmark. And Poshmark is the one that's like my baby because mm-hmm. I started off there. And then eBay, I started selling in 2017 when I was kind of getting more serious. And Mercari, I actually started, I want to say about a year ago.
So what was like March. What was your motivation to, you know, diversify and try out other platforms?
Yeah, so I was just curious. And I had seen YouTube videos when I was starting to do Poshmark and a lot more. I had seen YouTube videos about people selling on eBay and how much they could make on eBay and kind of diversifying what I could sell. So like perfume and like hard goods and not just clothing. So I went on YouTube one day and just sat there for probably 3-4 hours and watched video after video of how to sell on eBay. And by no means am I an expert whatsoever. But I love eBay because it helped me pay for my wedding. I made $2,000 or $3,000 in a couple months to help pay for my wedding, which was awesome. I love
eBay. Sounds like you're kind of good at making a couple thousand real quick, Brittany.
I know. You're right. I am. Like if I need $2,000, I'm the girl.
Yes, you should list that as like a skill set on your resume is can make a couple grand real quick.
Doing anything.
I think all resellers can relate to that. I feel that also.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned that you've done some of your sourcing at the Goodwill outlet. Is that where you're doing your sourcing now, or, you know, do you prefer going to thrift stores or buy sell trade stores? Like what do you do? What's your method?
Yeah, so 2017 was really more of the bins for me because I wanted to keep my cost low, and the bins are a really great way to do that, as you know. Yeah. So currently I have not been to the bins in probably a year just with everything going on. And actually, you know what? I'm a liar. I'm lying. I totally forgot. I went there. I went to the Goodwill outlet and bought one of the pallets. Like about 2 months ago, I bought one of the pallets that had been sent by Goodwill. And I was a little disappointed. But yeah, so I went to the bins for that, but I have not been to the Goodwill outlet, you know, sifting, sourcing during the pandemic, during this time. So I only did the pallet. So right now I'm going to more just thrift stores like Value Village, Goodwill, Plato's Closet. And Plato's Closet is a surprisingly good gem to go sourcing at if you guys have one by you.
I have one by me, but I never find good stuff. Well, that's not entirely true. I will find good stuff sometimes, but then sometimes I'm like, I swear there was another reseller who must have just been here.
Yeah. And it's surprising at how high they will price their items sometimes, but you can really find some good items like hunter boots or Uggs, or they will miss a lot of times like Athleta new with tags, which I snatch up and take it to the register. But yeah, Plato's Closet has been a really great place to source for me, surprisingly. So yeah,
do you Plato's follow Closet, them?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, do you follow them on social?
I do. Yes.
Yeah. I think that's another great tip for people because a lot of times they'll post like new in items. If yours runs like a social media account and they'll let you like claim them virtually.
Yeah. And right now, actually, at least around where I'm at down here, because I live a little bit south of you. They have like an online kind of deal going on where you can purchase online. And I think you have to pay for
shipping. I've seen that. Yes. Yeah. I don't know if I saw your location or my location, but I saw somebody's location where they had set up like an online store.
Yeah. So they set up an online store and I was kind of wondering when they were going to do that, you know, being Plato's Closet and having so much inventory and B with the pandemic. I think a lot of Plato's Closets actually started doing that to you know, keep their sales going, especially mm-hmm. when thrift stores completely shut down. They had to find a way to thrive.
Yeah. So now during, you know, the pandemic and kind of going out sourcing again, I mean, have your methods changed from like a, obviously more than a year ago or a year ago at this point, you know, like, are you, do you go out less or do you find that you have to go more frequently because you're not able to find as much?
I will say I have noticed I do go at least every other day. Mm-hmm. This week is a little bit different because I didn't go today or yesterday. But every single day I will at least go to the thrift store or do shipping because mm-hmm. I'm making a lot more sales now because I am going out more to get inventory and listing more. And, you know, the more you list and post and everything, the more sales you're going to have, obviously. So
right.
Every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going out, you're thrifting items and you're coming back to your workspace. What does it look like? Is it in your house? Do you have a storage unit? Do you have an office? What is, what's your workspace like?
Is at home. So we have an upstairs, downstairs, and I have kind of like a loft area upstairs, which is nice. So I can kind of peek my head down and ask my husband if dinner is ready or to put on a show. And so, yeah, I have a loft space upstairs, which is my office. I keep my shipping supplies up there. And yeah, so I keep my shipping supplies up there. I keep my Rollo printer, my laptop, my iPad, measuring tape, scissors, all of that stuff. I have a photography station up there and some of my newer inventory I keep up there as well. And then downstairs, I have our guest room is a, it's my storage for my inventory slash there's space to fit a blow up bed if, you know, somebody comes over. So.
Gotcha. Wait, did you say that the, where's the inventory getting stored at?
So inventory, my newer inventory gets stored upstairs in my office. Okay. And then kind of my, like my older inventory gets stored downstairs in our guest room.
Okay. Gotcha. And what does your inventory look like right now? Do you know how many pieces you have roughly?
Yeah. So roughly I would say I have about 300 or 400 items and definitely not all of them are listed.
Yeah.
So yeah, roughly right now, probably 300 or 400 between hard goods for eBay, clothing for all three platforms and shoes.
Do you have like a number in mind that you would like to get to, or are you at your number that you'd like to get to or stay at?
I think I would really like to get over 1,000, like between 1,000 and 2,000. I just have to figure out and get organized on where to store everything because that's kind of like one of my challenges because we don't have a mansion. I don't have a storage unit, but you know, so I'm kind of storing things everywhere. And it's a huge upgrade from our 600 square foot apartment. When we both moved to the Seattle area together, I had everything in our living room, half of it in the bedroom closet. It was a mess.
Yeah. Well, bless your husband's heart. Bless all the husbands out there or spouses for that matter. Putting up with our thrifted clothes everywhere. Okay. So, you know, speaking of small spaces, that can be a challenge, but I'm curious, you know, what challenges you feel like you face in your business right now?
Yeah, so in terms of challenges, I would definitely say getting more inventory just because I can't go to the bins. Well, I can, but personally, I haven't really made time to go to the bins and get more inventory at a much lower cost. Another challenge would probably be staying organized with my tools. So like my measuring tape and my scissors and my my tape, because I'll have my measuring tape around my neck and run downstairs to grab a coffee or a water and I'll accidentally set it down on the counter. And then my husband will put it in a drawer or he'll throw it in the inventory room downstairs and I'll have to get another measuring tape. Yep. So being organized with my tools and kudos to people who are organized with them. That's awesome. That is not me. Like I, yeah, that's a challenge for me.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that. I finally, because I would always lose the measuring tape also. And then I would just buy more. And then when you don't need them, then you find all of them and you're like, oh my God, yes. I have like 400 of these. But I finally put a measuring tape on my desk. Like I taped it to my desk, like flat.
That's smart.
Yeah. So then you can just like sit at the desk and it's already just taped flat. And then you hold the garment up to it and you just measure it as you go.
Ooh, I know. That's like the right? definition of no excuses. Like I need to do that.
Yeah. And then at one point, I don't think I ever ended up sticking with it, but I bought like pens, like the necklace pens. So you'd have a pen around your neck. It's not the coolest looking.
That is, you know, also smart. I would lose it.
Yeah. I think that a really great invention that somebody should make. So please somebody cut me in if you make this at some point, is some sort of reseller tool belt.
Ooh, that would, you know, that's a good one.
Like something that would hold your phone while you photograph. You know, because I'm always like, well, I wear like
the phone
yoga
is,
pants with the pockets or whatever. Yeah. You know, the yoga leggings with pockets. Mm-hmm. So I'll put it in like the side pocket, but it'd be nice if I had like a little belt that held like, you know, some baby wipes and my lint roller and.
Yes. Measuring tape, baby scissors.
That exactly. Really, I know. So and putting it out there to somebody.
What would be even better with that, cut me in now, is having like a retractable portion of it where everything just goes right back to the belt. Look at that.
Okay, that's smart. Yes.
Yep, somebody invented it.
That's really smart. Okay, we've put it out there. Brittany and I are too lazy to invent it on our own, but we 100% will be a customer.
That's a smart one.
I like it. So yeah. So is that kind of like your goal for 2021 for your business? Is just like getting more efficient or organized? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Getting more efficient, getting more organized, a big kind of, I don't know if I would call it a challenge. Maybe me being stubborn would be the cross-listing kind of deal going mm-hmm. on, because I do sell on 3 platforms, but I am too cheap to get the cross-listing apps. because I know of 2 that do exist, and so I'm kind of too cheap and too lazy to get that, but I have seen a lot of people saying great things about them, so I might have to actually take the dive and do that. So with my cross listing, I will list on Poshmark first. I know I don't know if it was you who said you list on eBay first or somebody else.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I list on Poshmark first, and then I copy everything and the pictures and description and put it into eBay, and then if I feel like it, I'll put some of the stuff on Mercari. I'm not huge on Mercari. It's more of just like eBay and Poshmark right now.
Gotcha. So, you know, where do you see the future of your business going this next year? I mean, you kind of unintentionally became a full-time reseller in 2020. So have you thought about where you'd like to see the direction of your business going?
Yeah, so I would like to get into more retail arbitrage and possibly reach out and sell on Amazon. And I would also kind of like to do pallets and get into liquidation because I've seen, you know, some people have a lot of great success with that. And I know it's a ton of work, but I feel like it is a lot less work going out and sourcing and, you know, putting more miles on your car and all of that. It can just get delivered to your door and you go through it, list it and all of that. So I think liquidation, pallets, and just really expanding my business and finding higher ticket items that I can sell and not like Forever 21 or H&M or Gloria Vanderbilt. She's my homegirl. Like there's so many, oh my goodness, the pants.
She's everywhere. She's popular. I'm kind of surprised that you haven't done the Amazon, because in some ways I think of like with Instacart, like going and having to like scan at stores. It feels like the same principle. You know what I mean? Like Amazon.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I feel like people are, if I go to Value Village and I just take a scanner and go through all the books, I feel like a worker is just going to come up to me and ask me to leave.
I think they're like, used to it by now. Like, I don't think they bat an eye, you know, because there's got to be so many people who go in there every day and do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I really want to sell books on Amazon because I've seen a couple people doing that and they've had a lot of success, like insane success, especially with selling college textbooks or really rare books or DVDs and all of that, and they're easy to ship. And I would also really like to set a goal of not having as much inventory in my house, and possibly getting a storage unit or kind of outsourcing to somebody else like Amazon to keep my inventory or something, you know, or do drop shipping.
Yeah. And then with the liquidation, yeah, I guess that was my next question is like, have you thought about a storage unit or something just for, you know, like the influx of inventory?
Yeah, I would definitely have to get a storage unit if I did decide to do liquidation or, you know, larger pallets, because we live up a large flight of stairs and there's nowhere to set it at the doorstep, just because of how the stairs are positioned and all of that. So I would have to get a storage unit or spend like 6 hours going up and down all of those millions of stairs and bringing all the inventory inside. So yeah, I think in the future I will probably do liquidation or pallets and possibly get a storage unit.
That's exciting. Well, again, bless your husband's heart for
I know he loves me so much. So does he actually helps me package sometimes. Package.
Well, that was my next question. I was gonna say, does he ever like, does he resell or is he just like there by association?
He is there by association, 100%. I've taken him to the Goodwill outlet with me and his face the entire time is like, what are we doing? Why are we here? Why did you drag me here? And he'll go to Value Village or, you know, Goodwill, just like the average thrift stores, because he likes looking at books and DVDs. So he likes that. If I ask him to do shipping for me, he will. The other night he actually came up and I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, what do I need to photograph? What do we need to ship? What should I package? Tell me what to do, which was very sweet.
That is really sweet. Yeah, I've never taken my husband to the outlet. I think I've said that before, mostly because I think he would react similarly to your husband, which is horrified. Or just like, I also think my husband would be like, okay, so when are we leaving?
That's like, exactly what he says. Yes. And actually, at the bins, it's hilarious. He will bring a pair of gloves, like we've gone once or twice.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he looks at me and he's like, how do you not wear gloves? And my huge thing is I need to feel how expensive an item is. Like, if it is cashmere, I need to know if it's cashmere.
It's true. A lot of people like toss stuff to the side because they didn't touch the texture of it. And you're like, hey, you don't know until you feel it. And then unfortunately, then you grab something wet and you're like, oh, a glove would have been nice. Too.
I use that one too.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Are you tired of spending hours sharing and sending offers to likers? Introducing Posher VA, the web program that will save you time and increase your sales. With Posher VA, you can automatically share your closet, send offers to likers, and schedule your share times all with just a few clicks. Using code ELDUCHO, you can try Posher VA for 2 weeks for free, no credit card required. Posher VA is not just another program, it is your program. Say goodbye to manual sharing and hello to even more time in your business. Try Posher VA today using code ELDUCHO, ELDUCHO.
All right, well, my last question for you, Brittany, is what advice would you give to yourself when you were first starting out?
That's a great question. So when I was first starting out, if I wanted some advice or to hear something, I would tell myself to just do it. And, you know, if you want to do reselling, just do it. Just try it out. Try everything. Don't worry about the lighting. Don't worry about your background. I know back when I had started, the white rug and the plant was the very popular background.
Yeah.
And if you've been on Poshmark for a while, you guys have seen that. And I didn't have that. And I thought that, you know, I wasn't going to get sales as much as the next person. So don't stress about lighting. Don't stress about the quality of your photography. It's an item. And if somebody wants that item, they are looking for it, especially, you know, 3-4 years ago when, you know, when I started that, you know, if somebody's looking for an item, they're looking for the item. They're not going to care about the lighting in your picture or the quality of your picture.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, because, you know, a lot of times when we're looking up comps, we'll see items that don't have great photography that sold for a pretty decent price. And, you know, like improving your photos over time and lighting and all that stuff, like, can be, it is good, but it also shouldn't be a hindrance for people starting.
Yes. And that really, I was hung up for the longest time because I didn't have a mannequin. My husband actually got one like a year or two in from his job. I didn't have a mannequin. I was stressing over that. I didn't have lighting. We lived, like I said, in a 600 square foot apartment, one bedroom, and all my inventory was in the living room by the fireplace. I didn't have great lighting. I didn't have a mannequin, didn't have the white rug. So I was hanging items on a bathroom door and taking pictures, and it worked. So
yeah, exactly. Well, we think back about your sister. She probably wasn't taking the most amazing photos, but she was making bank off your stuff.
I know. I look back. I actually looked back at one of my first pictures, like the first three, and oh my goodness, what was I thinking?
I feel you. Like when I first started, I was like, I have to have a backdrop. Everybody has that at the time when I started selling, everybody had like that wood panel backdrop. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Which, I mean, if that's still your backdrop now, anybody who's listening, that's awesome. But I look back at it now and I just cringe because I'm just like, oh gosh.
I tried everything actually. Like, don't worry about a lighting kit. Don't worry about like the shoe lighting kit. Don't worry about the clothing lighting kit when you're first starting. You know, if you're going to get serious about it, and it's like 5 years later, then definitely improve your pictures, you know. But when you're when you're first starting out, no one's going to be perfect. And that's just like YouTube. Like, I can't name a huge YouTube star right now, but their first YouTube video was not great. And you improve over time, just like with everything.
Exactly. Such good advice. Thank you, Brittany, for being on this episode and talking with me. It was just nice in general to catch up with you because I feel like it's been a while. And, you know, I would have hoped that maybe we would have seen each other at like a local reseller event at this under normal circumstances. Yeah. But the current pandemic keeps us all separated and apart. So here's to hoping that there's a hug in our future at some point. A virtual hug for now. And maybe one, you know, I mean, maybe it'll be 2022, but maybe it'll be sooner.
I know. We're in it.
We really are. But thank you again. I really appreciate it. This was such a great conversation. I will talk with you soon, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there. Thanks for tuning into the Flip the Script podcast. I wanted to take a quick moment to express my gratitude for your continued support. As a listener, you play a crucial role in the success of this podcast. And there are so many ways you can help out, and I'd love to share a few with you. For starters, you can support the podcast with a monthly donation as low as 99 cents at flipthescriptpodcast.com. Every little bit counts. And if you want to show your love even more, don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcasting platform. I read every review and really appreciate those who've left reviews already. And last but not least, be sure to check out the affiliate links in the show notes. There is a small kickback that is received from any purchases that you might make. And of course, follow flipthescript.pod on Instagram. It's also a great way to stay up to date on the latest episodes and behind the scenes content. Thank you again for being a part of the Flip the Script community. I couldn't do it without you. Thank you again to Brittany for being on this week's episode of the podcast. Again, you can find Brittany on Instagram under the username Sierra Chic, and that's Sierra, Sierra_Chic, Chic. And that information will be in the show notes for you. Well, it has been an interesting start to 2021, just when we thought 2020 had its share and its fill of us. We keep the punches rolling. So I hope that this next week is a little bit tamer of a week for
all of us. I know I have been trying to figure out a new schedule for myself with hiring on a new employee and just figuring out my own new normal, hence missing podcast episode last week. I needed a little bit of time to rest and relax, for lack of a better word. But in the meantime, keep on listing and keep on selling.